episode of Calm, Cool, and Connected is brought to you by Bridgeside Medical Clinic, Chesapeake Integrated Behavioral Healthcare, and Edgar Casey's ARE.
Now more than ever, we have an opportunity to be a positive force in the world, to help heal the divide, to treat each other and ourselves with respect. But with so many tools out there, from meditation to physical training, proper nutrition, therapy, and so many others, we all need a little help navigating all the options. Join us as we share in-depth information, insights, and thought-provoking discussions that will help answer your questions about how to stay calm, cool, and connected during these times. Welcome to Calm, Cool, and Connected, your guidebook to peace of mind.
Hello, and welcome to Calm, Cool, and Connected. I'm your host, Dr. Elizabeth Bedrick. With the holidays upon us, most of us experience an increase in stress, busyness, general overwhelm. We often think that the holidays are nothing but enjoyable and fun for our children. And while this is certainly true, we have to also keep in mind that our children also pick up on the stress and anxiety that we're experiencing, which is then often projected onto them. When this happens, we frequently see different or more escalated behaviors from our children, such as tantrums, defiance, acting out, even fighting with siblings. I encourage my clients to really stop and reflect on how they feel when they're anxious and their behaviors that often result. So as adults, we even will act up, throw tantrums, or engage in conflict with our partners or our loved ones when we're feeling stressed out or anxious as well. So why would we expect anything different from our children who haven't been learned how to regulate and really don't even have the brain development to do so as effectively as we do as adults? The reason that this happens, that we behave in this way when we're feeling stressed out, is because the emotional center of our brain gets activated and we go into a threat state when we experience something that feels overwhelming or that we don't know what to do with. And what happens from here is our body releases hormones and a lot of biochemicals that result in us acting up and acting out. And so that might be getting into arguments, conflict, just having a lack of emotional regulation. So knowing that this goes on for our children and knowing that when it happens for us, the last thing that is helpful is feeling shamed or having someone yell at us to stop. We know that we end up getting more worked up when that happens, and so do our kids. So some ideas for helping to manage these behaviors: start with co-regulation would be the first and foremost. And what this means is that we're helping the child to regulate. As I said, they don't know how to regulate on their own yet. And especially when we're talking about little kids in the toddler age and early elementary, they don't have the skills yet to know how to calm down. And so when they're feeling frustrated because maybe somebody took their toy or they are told they can't do what they want to do anymore, or even when they're told it's time for bed, they get really frustrated because this is not what they want to be doing. As a result, they have big behaviors, big feelings. But if we can co-regulate with them, and what this means is that we can get down on their level, we can talk in a calm, soothing voice, we can really validate and reflect back what they're experiencing. You're feeling really frustrated, you have to go to bed because you were having so much fun playing, you were having such a great time engaging with your sibling, whatever that conversation is, what they were doing. Ensuring we're putting it in kid-appropriate language. Sometimes that's just, I know you feel so sad. And that's a great way to help them to co-regulate. Not only are you giving them words to be able to express their own emotions in the future, you're also helping them to understand that it's okay to feel sad and it's okay to have big feelings. Another technique can be distraction. So depending on what you're doing, sometimes it's helpful if they're wanting a toy that someone else has to give them other options of toys or show them something else or be silly, get their mind off of what they're wanting and redirect it to something else. We can also redirect their behavior in general. So if they're doing something like hitting, we want to redirect this and tell them what we do want them to do. So instead of telling them, stop hitting, we don't hit, hitting isn't nice, things like that, we'll tell them things such as use gentle hands or we touch softly and we let them know what we want them to do versus what we don't want them to do. Also using a time in versus time out. So when a child is feeling really overwhelmed or really frustrated, sometimes it's helpful just to stop and help them to feel connected to us in that moment. And so a lot of times when a child is having inappropriate behaviors, it's the tendency of our society to put them into their bedroom, to put them in the corner, to put them somewhere away from the situation. But really the message that is sending is that when you're feeling angry or upset, that you have to go away, that your feelings are bad. They're not understanding that it's about their behaviors necessarily, but just when I have big feelings, my mom or my dad, my caregiver, the adults who are important to me, send me away at that time. We don't want to send that message. Instead, we want to bring them in and we want to help them to understand their feelings are okay, but their behaviors are not. So we can help them to calm down. We can get them regulated. We can take deep breaths with them. Practice things such as pretending to blow out candles or pretending to blow up a balloon. Those type of things help a young child to practice those breathing skills. Once they calm down, we can then redirect and tell them what behavior is appropriate. And we can still provide instruction, redirection, and understanding of what they were doing was not okay, but their feelings are always okay. And finally, positive praise can be really beneficial. So when your child is catching on to some of the behaviors you do want them to do, we want to ensure that we're praising these behaviors and that we're specifically labeling. So if it's that you're asking them to help pick up toys, when they put the toy in the basket, we want to say very specifically, thank you so much for putting that toy away. Or maybe they take their socks to the hamper. Good job putting your socks in the hamper. We want to label and we want to praise, and so that they know exactly what we're feeling pleased about with their behavior, which will make them a lot more likely to do it again in the future. Though a child's misbehavior should, of course, be redirected, and sometimes there absolutely are consequences to their behaviors. And that is a very appropriate way of parenting. But something that is different from the way that a lot of us were parented and a way that parenting continues to exist is that we don't have to provide consequences for every behavior. We also don't have to get angry or upset when a child is displaying behaviors we don't like. Sometimes it's helpful just to help them to regulate, to calm down, to feel safe, and then we can just tell them what we do want them to do versus not. Thank you all for tuning in to this episode of Calm, Cool, and Connected. Please make sure to find us on Facebook and Instagram, and also make sure to subscribe to our podcast so that others can discover our content as well. Thank you again for joining us on this episode of Calm, Cool, and Connected.